Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. I'm good.
Nice to see you. I am in Barcelona right now, so maybe similar time zone.
It's the same time zone, yeah.
Great, great. Hi, Tamika. My name is Callie. This is Charlotte. We might have a small group today. I don't know if you want to say hi. No pressure. It's nice to see you. I'm going to go ahead and drop our agenda in the chat. There are a few things I think we can get done, even though we may have a small group today. I know there's a BibFrame conference in Chile. Nancy is actually giving the keynote at that conference. I don't know if it started today or yesterday, but I think that's also where Alvaro is. And Tiziana is here. I saw her earlier. So there's a lot going on this week. But I thought we could, I will share my screen. I thought we could shelve the conversation about the meeting time. I'm not confident that we'll be able to find a new time, but I think it might be good to wait for the full group to talk about that. And maybe we could talk about it during the Friday meeting. And if there isn't, that's okay. But thought it might be worth asking. But I don't want folks to be joining too late on a Friday anywhere. That would not be fun. So I thought we could do two main things today. Hi, Laura. One is talk about the Wolfcom pre-conference and some of the topics that came up from the pre-conference as actionable items, or at least the two that I remembered. And if this is an incomplete list, we can add to it. And the second thing was to revisit the linked open data feature prioritization list. I have not gone in and added those additional tickets yet, but I think it might be something we want to do soon. And I don't know if it's okay to add them as drafts or if we should work with Tiziana to fill them out more and then submit them. So we'll see how far we get with that topic. So for WolfCon, I had as actionable items from the linked open data sig pre-conference sessions, Wayne had suggested rallying around an API for third-party integrations, which I thought was a really great suggestion. I don't know if that work makes the most sense in this group or not, so I hope we could talk a little bit about that. And then we also discussed the inventory instance and the potential of adding additional URI fields to the instance. And then I don't know, does anyone have other topics that I may have missed?
Kelly, I was, as you know, I wasn't at the pre-conference workshop,
Yeah, we
but thinking about the idea of adding URI elements to instances, well, actually, I shouldn't say instances, to inventory. There have also been various discussions about a review of the instance data model, and I wonder if those two are related or could be related. If we are going to look at the instance, it would behoove us to think about URIs. And I'm assuming we don't want to just think about URIs in instances, but also in at least in holdings, if not also probably also in
And you mean folio
items.
holdings or mark holdings? This is something
Oh,
I'm.
full.
Okay.
Oh, good question. Good question. I forget that there are mark holdings. I don't know if anyone's using mark holdings, but we do have to think about mark holdings, don't we?
You might. I don't know.
Because they exist. One can create them, so we have to at least think about them, even if our thinking ended up being we've decided not to address this, we should at least think about them.
Is putting a frown too casual?
I
Delete it, but you know my sentiment.
so I understand where you're coming from, Laura, but I will also say if we are bundling it, so the suggestion coming from the linked data for some missing properties, if we are bundling that with remodeling of inventory, then I am probably retired before we get to
I'm not
that.
thinking of
So
remodeling. I'm
no,
thinking of reviewing the data model,
yeah. So I think we
which
should keep
might
it
mean
simple.
making recommend. I feel like we might get more traction. Yeah, because when I'm thinking now, maybe what I'm thinking about is very different from what other people are thinking about, because I'm not thinking of completely redoing the inventory data model as much as reviewing it. Noting gaps like this, making recommendations, but also changing the way we talk about it based on how it actually is being used.
I would really like to know the use cases for adding more URIs, and if it's for discovery, if it's because it would just be a good thing to do. I mean, with the URIs, let's say we have for subjects coming from Sinopia, it would be nice, sure, if they were an inventory instance. But if our plan at Stanford, which I'm not saying this is our plan, but if our plan was to index the bib frame in full, then there could be benefits to having the URIs there for stub records or something. But I feel like I'm really interested in configurable options. So, like, if you're a library that doesn't need to have those URIs, is it worth the time advocating that we all have URIs in all of the fields we could have? When some people are going to use some fields and some people are going to use other fields, some people might skip the whole thing altogether.
And could we maybe use customizable fields? I know Leipzig is doing heavy lifting on customizable fields for inventory. I'm not 100% sure it's all going to be in for Trillium, but they are doing active work on this. And would
Okay.
that be good enough? I don't know. But I would say, I like that. I would say we should have a conversation about the use cases before we even propose new properties. So that is actually closed, going hand in hand, I will say. And then I'm always getting a little nervous when the topics is getting too big, because then things die. We have seen so many examples.
Yeah.
Container records and inventory hierarchical display of the result list and so on.
I completely agree. We need use cases because if we don't have compelling use cases, we should not be doing any putting development resources towards something.
And it will help us write the issues. And one thing I wondered, maybe this is similar to what you're thinking, Laura, but maybe slightly different, and it's a little bit of not off topic, but in terms of like where this could fit in a larger conversation or alongside another conversation. You may know I've been working with the Mark Authority app quite a bit, and there's a lot of desire at Stanford to start working with entities instead of Mark Authorities. And one thing I've been thinking about a lot is how I can't really do that right now. And so if I wanted to have like subject entities, where would they go? Like they could not go in an inventory instance record. It's not inventory. And the early entity management group sounded like they were coming up with some sort of app that would maybe enable that. But I don't know if maybe like I think people are rethinking the inventory instance, which is happening and perhaps good or bad, depending on what you think of it. But there is no functionality for, I mean, the linked data app is bibliographic. It's not subjects or places, or places that are subject. And I don't know what you all think of that. If that's like something worth exploring, instead of how do we stick more URIs in the inventory instance, do we have, which I don't think is necessarily bad, but I don't know. I feel like all of our time is so finite, and what gets developed is so finite. And if I can't integrate entities for non-bibliographic material in Folio, do I just also index that like I do BibFrame? I don't know, like the full picture. I don't know if you all have been thinking about that too, or if it's just me.
It's not just you, though. I've been thinking about it very differently in that we are not using the MARC Authority app at Cornell, and we have decided that we should reevaluate our decision not to use it, as in we should evaluate its current functionality and our current needs. But I need to keep an open mind, but I have all along argued against using it at all because it is the MARC Authority app. And it seems very limited, and it also seems very duplicative. I don't want to store, we're already storing a copy of the entire LC subject authority file and the entire name authority file in Solr. And I don't want to store another copy of that. I don't want to keep copying things. I don't want to be doing authority management locally necessarily. And I feel like it's kind of like the linked data app as it's being developed is sort of this closed, self-contained thing that maybe points outward, but that's not the ecosystem that I want to be working in.
It really doesn't point outward at all.
What I meant is there are URIs. I was nodding to the fact that they're URIs, but it is, yeah, it's creating and maintaining data very locally.
It was confusing for our catalogers because they go to click the link button and they were thinking they were linking it to something outside of Folio. And it totally makes sense if you think about the UI. But I said, no, you're just linking to the MARC record within the database. It's but you feel like you're being a link outside of itself. Yeah, we aren't using it all that much at Stanford. We're using it, we've loaded authorities and we're linking to some extent, but the functionality isn't, I don't know. It isn't, I guess, very robust at this point. And we're a little worried about the automated processes because of what we see with manual linking. But I don't know if like an entity app is realistic or makes sense, or if making more linky instance records is a good thing. And I know Nancy has a lot of thoughts on this, and I'm sure the full group does. I think Tiziana wanted to talk about this too, so maybe we can come back to it when we have a larger group. But
Yeah, and maybe have included NLS as well on and I know some of the old documents and old tickets, etc., from the entity management, they are difficult to consume for people who has and even for us who were part of the conversations, it is the abstractions level was maybe. And some of the wording were so fluffy or aired compared to maybe where we are now. So, spinning up an idea about an entity management app, it's doable. it's a if we so w but we need to have some ideas about what is it we see is not solved by the current MARC authority and what could some developers with some these a good understanding about authority data and yeah, it's not so many data properties that app needs. It's not it's not the whole world. It's not overly complicated.
That's very encouraging because I wasn't sure. I thought maybe this is a ridiculous idea. Like way too much work.
No,
But that's true. It is a finite set. Great. So we have, hi Tamika, what about the LC bib frame? I know that we are beginning to link data at my institution. I have questions about the Mark Authority app too. I want to make sure the data is linking to external sources. So LC bib frame, they can speak better to their setup than I can, but they are not using, they're using the Mark Authority app. I don't know if they're using it yet. The links we have, like in our Stanford Mark Authority data, is to LC link data, and the links are there. It's just that the way the system is linking in Folio, like when I have a bibliographic record and I click that link button, I'm linking to my authority record that's stored in my Folio instance. I'm not linking, let's say, like it's not like a live link out to. That's searching the internet for the ID URI and pulling in data or anything like that. It's just linking within your own authority database. The Mark Authority app doesn't have ownership in any particular SIG, which makes it kind of hard to discuss sometimes. I gave a talk with some of my colleagues at Stanford in the data import SIG, which I had never attended before. And then some folks were discussing it in metadata management Slack, and I offered to share what we shared there. And some, we only have a couple updates, but some updates since then in metadata management. But in this group, we don't talk about it very much because we're trying to not use Mark. I think we thought we might use Mark Authority app more, but it turns out that we may not. So I don't know if that answers your question or not, but feel free to add more if there's parts I left out, or I don't know if Charlotte or Laura, if you want to say anything about that.
In terms of SIGs, the Mark Authority app grew out of the QuickMark. I think it was subgroup. I can't remember if it was a subgroup or working group. It was under MM originally, but MM has not really had ownership of it. It's con I don't and I don't think there's been, I don't think that group has been working. I back when it was QuickMark and they started talking about authorities, I was attending regularly, and when it became clear what direction they were going, I just stopped attending because I didn't think that I needed to be engaged with it, as I didn't see it as something that I would need for my institution. And maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? Maybe we will do this evaluation and decide to use it. But so ostensibly, it really should have ownership in MM, but in practice, I'm not sure who. Well, in practice, I'm pretty sure various different organizations or groups have been influencing it, not necessarily through formal folio means. Is that politically correct enough to say that pretty sure LC needed some things and asked for them and they were done?
Yeah, so it is developed. It is Kalila who is the PO, and it is developed very much in their own bubble. The community does not really. We are presented. It's presented for the MM6 sometimes. And then there's sometimes called for some for UAT test of functionality, but I see many tickets coming from through Jira. So there is definitely happening work, but it is in a way a little bit. I hope there's libraries who is asking for this functionality being developed, and it is a little. So it's not because the team does not do work, but maybe this lack of communication has caused and I see the same happening with the Linked Data app as well. So it's less and less community members and libraries participating in the spec work, and so it's a pity. But I'm not 100% sure how to, get that to change, how you could do that.
Yeah, we submitted a lot of bugs that we found or issues that we found. And so I think they've been trying to solve some of them, but it's tough when, I mean, I felt like I didn't know a lot about how it worked until I tried it, until I had data to work with and was testing it out. So, and there's a lot of documentation that doesn't line up with the actual functionality. So it's like uncovering a lot as you go.
Kelly, is that the document, the official Folio documentation that doesn't align with reality, or is it more in stuff in the wiki that doesn't align with reality?
I had found issues because I was trying to see what was being built according to what specs, and there was a line in one of the issues that said, like the 001 will not be case sensitive, and it is case sensitive. So it's like that kind of thing where you read something and your lived experience is the exact opposite, and you don't want to believe that one of those things is completely the opposite, but it ended up that that was the case. And because Folio, like with data import, it doesn't have a ton of flexibility. You can't really like overwrite your own codes to match the case Folio expects. I tried doing it in OpenRefine and I was able to edit them all, but it wouldn't let me, it wouldn't accept them because you can't overwrite that field.
Oh, right. Oh, I was just sort of a corollary statement that sometimes what you see in the docs, the official docs, does contradict reality because they are very specifically instructed to document how something is supposed to behave. And so when there are bugs, the docs will tell you how it's supposed to behave. And then it won't behave like that because there are bugs. I understand why that happens, and it's very, very frustrating. It's why I don't rely on the docs, because they are describing what's supposed to be and not necessarily what is.
And there were a lot of time, which is really hard to figure out what's going on. And I remember, we would in the meeting, Kalila would say, "Well, we fixed that." And it's like, "Sure, you fixed it, but it's not fixed until Trillium." So it's not fixed until one, we can upgrade to Trillium, and two, until my institution can upgrade to Trillium. So I have no idea when that'll be fixed. It might be fixed according to their timeline, but for a cataloger using it, it is not fixed, and it's something we have to work around until we're on Trillium, which is not going to be anytime soon because we're doing Eureka first, which stinks because I really want that URI. But there's only so many programmers. We have to be fair. So, yeah. Okay, so how do you all feel about the API recommendation? So, how I remember this was Wayne asked a question after hearing all of our third-party integrations. So, jCricket Editor, the Sinopia middleware, am I for the National Library of Sweden's integration, and how some groups are using mod inventory storage and others aren't, And he suggested some sort of standard API. And I might not be, I'm certainly not explaining this as well as he did, but please bear with me. If we could rally around some sort of shared standard for integrating external storage with Folio. And I think I understand why, because it makes sense if I put on like my blue core hat. Why would we all invent a different way to connect? Is there a very efficient way, and in effect, a way that would benefit Folio? Like, would Folio work more smoothly in an integration if we all approached it in a certain way? I don't know. I'm not an engineer, but I imagine that that's what he was trying to get at. And then anyone could make use of that API if they wanted to build an integration. It wouldn't be like we all had these bespoke ways of connecting, is what I think he was saying. And I think that's a great idea. What I don't know is, one, if I totally captured his idea correctly, and two, if we have the skill set in this group to design that, or if we would maybe collaborate with another group to do that.
I do
We
not have that
probably
skill set.
would, yeah, we probably would need some developers to help identify
The work kind of that needs to be
Yeah.
done. So maybe I can ping him with, because he does follow the Slack, and is obviously interested. He came last year to the pre-conference too, and is on the BibFrame interoperability group. Maybe I can ask him if he would be willing to talk about this at an upcoming meeting, and we can learn more and see. I shared it with Alexis Mannheim at DCMI here, because I was explaining that I was coming to this meeting and that I was excited about this. And she said, it almost sounds like there should be a SIG for external integrations. And I was like, oh, that'd be really cool. I don't know what other people think of that, but I was like, oh, it's not cross app. It's like Folio plus other systems. Just sharing.
So it's maybe not cross app, because the cross app SIG has already a huge workflow load. If actually think about a search across all the apps and interaction across apps. SysOps are very administrative, so they don't do development at all. Wayne is also a SysOp. But he has been involved in writing the crosswalks from Mark to BibFrame. So he is, yeah, he has some special skills for BibFrame. But he would probably not be, he cannot write the backend APIs. He's not a backend developer, but he
Okay.
can help spec out what this what. His ideas are what he is thinking. That I'd say, but we probably so I'm thinking maybe Jeremy from Stanford is one option. Otherwise, I'd say Nils Erik from IndexedData. He is also he could probably do these things. So,
Okay.
and I don't know if Cornell, you have backend developers. To
We have a couple developers who are working on the Blue Core project right now. What I don't know is
yeah
if we have any capacity for anything.
no and maybe Andreas also knows some because I know they have developers working on both now Folio and BibFrame so.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. We can maybe start just asking, planting seeds. I am very hesitant to ask Jeremy right now, but I think this would be something he would be very interested in. He would have great solutions for, because what he's doing, my first question to him would be, would having this type of API help your the integration you built or not? And
Yes,
if it would, then I think he would be happy to work on it. It's just he has so many things right now, as they all do.
But I'd say this is also, I'd say this is probably work we can be working on the next 6 months or more. Or, you know, it's just,
And
start
maybe
in a
your
realistic,
yeah, maybe we can ask your VDE if they have people they can add. That would be cool too. Okay, great. So we'll come back to all of these things, but I'm glad we at least started to talk about it. So if there's nothing else we remember from the pre-conference to circle back to, I'm asked Nancy for her summary. But she's been prepping for her keynote in Chile, so I haven't wanted to bother her too much. The other thing I thought we could do is take a look at the prioritization dashboard because I just don't want it to get away from us, or me rather. So let me see if I can get this going. So this is for the product council, if I understand correctly, and it is to share with them what our priorities are so that they can help organize the work that gets done. And so the SIGs are listed on the left-hand side, and we have a section. Alvaro put this feature in it. I believe the questions we have
Actually,
there.
I think I put it there.
Oh, you did, Laura? Okay, thank you.
Yeah. It's been there for a long time.
Do I remember correctly that there are still questions we have about this issue? And what?
Yes.
Okay, so we
I
should keep
am very confused about this issue.
it. Okay, is it worth keeping it or should we? I mean, let me back up. So,
I think it's worth
sorry.
keeping because
Yeah.
it's definitely a priority. I think both Nancy and I, or maybe you also, have asked Alvaro about this and about importing BibFrame without converting anything to Mark, and his responses were confusing.
Okay, so we still have questions about this one and need to discuss in the future.
I would really like to, when I find the time, to write up what I had in my presentation about how to link from so how is it yeah so do some feature writing of what I presented in the slide deck. Because I know it's something Lab of Congress is interested in, and National Lab of Sweden as well. And Tiziana for her shared VDE.
Do you have
But
slides for that? I couldn't come to yours and I was very sad
oh,
to leave.
yeah. Let's see.
Just
Just
whenever. It doesn't have to.
yeah. I can find it now and then put it in the chat.
Thank you. That sounds great. Because the only other ones I have are the draft issues that Tiziana wrote. That I think we were good on two of the three, and there was one that I wanted to talk about more. The single source of truth came up again at the pre-conference, and Nancy's summary said, like, you know, there's a single source of truth, but it's complicated. And I wondered if that might also be something that could be configurable, where if you have, let's say, an external data store, and that's going to be overwriting, you know, your Folio instance. And you don't want to send edits from Folio back to the external store. That's a selection you make. And if you do want that, it's a selection you make. So it's not like you all have to send data back and forth, but if you want to, you can. I don't know if that's part of one of your features, Charlotte, but that was something I was thinking about, that third issue. I think the other two were to be able to open an instance in an external data store from Folio, which sounded great to me. And the other one I had, memorize them, but it has been a minute. Search in a third-party application starting from inventory. Thank you.
So when I have written up the features, then this group can decide what priority this should have on our, but
I know that Cornell would be very interested in this. I would definitely want to prioritize this. I'm looking at slide 7.
So yeah. Let me try and for next time we meet to have it ready.
Okay, awesome. So maybe next time this will bring up again. And maybe in advance of that meeting, I'll send a few links, like quick pre-reads, like here are the issues we're still discussing. We have these new issues, please review them, and then we're going to rank these. How many spots do we get?
Five.
Okay.
It's a top five.
Might actually have to vote. Ooh. Okay, so remind everyone of the pending issues. Link to pre-reads. And we will need to select five to prioritize. Oops. And link to the PC priority board. Oh, that's so exciting. Cool.
And with the delay of Trillium, so then the development team is still, hardly, we are not really finalized the planning of Umbrella Leaf. So there is still time to get work pushed for having work done. But it's, yeah, and this group, you can say if the citation index citation team will do development of this exception, giving the features I talked about in the that would be nice because they said they could use it too. So, they had talked about having this more generic solution. So, yeah. And if they cannot develop it, then the community probably need to look at who can do it instead.
Yeah, great. Getting it documented sounds like
That's a prior one.
That sounds great because then, if in the event that they can't, we have it and we can shop it around, which is awesome.
Yes.
Super. Okay. And from what I understand, it's not super, super urgent. I had asked Alexis, when do you need this by? And she said, don't worry that much. It's okay. We're just testing out the process. So,
And even when they have more of an established process, I think it's an ongoing. Obviously, priorities change, things get developed, or the world changes and priorities change.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I'm going to delete this because the answer is yes. Is there anything else you all would like to discuss today?
I guess I'm new. It's my first meeting. I wanted to know in general, is everybody on the latest iteration of Folio? Because, oh, okay, it's very it varies because we're gonna go into Sunflower hopefully soon. So
We're on
I just
Cornelis on Remsen's,
okay.
and I think our sunflower migration is happening in January.
Okay, yeah, ours is next year too. Okay, I just wanted to know where everyone was and the different type of issues, and if anyone has gone through the linked data editor, and yeah, they're just trying to figure it all out.
We are not planning on using the linked data editor.
Oh, okay.
We're on Quiznalia, and I think we're going to Ramsons over winter. They put it in stage, and we're testing it right now. And I think I've been traveling so much, my brain is I'm melting. And then we are also not using it at Stanford. We're going to use Synopia, which we had been doing, but yeah, that's our tool of choice at the moment. And JCricket potentially.
I will be really interested to hear about JCricket. There's a lot that I
Yeah.
like about it.
I'm going to ask Tiziana for access. I told her today I had a question to ask her, and that's my question is, how do I get in? Nancy's like, just ask her when you see her. So I'm excited to.
So it's a really pity that from WolfCon, then Library of Congress's demo at during the conference here, the recording didn't function. So, and that was actually that I have been told that was an amazing presentation they did. And from the workshop, it was decided by the WolfCon planners that the workshops was also not recorded because it was only for paying. So it's all those nice, super nice demos that has been these past that week has not been captured. So it's really sad. So
And no one can ask them questions right now, which also is painful.
Yeah, you
So I've
mean
got
you
to
put
imagine it's even more painful for them than it is for us.
Absolutely.
Is there any sense in the US when it will be solved?
I
Is that
check every day.
okay.
And I don't see any hope. I don't know if anyone else does.
Nope.
Okay.
So
So
upset.
it was, what was it? 11 years ago, then it was 34 days. I think I have heard.
Yeah.
This is going to be longer this time, you think? Lockdown. We don't know.
We don't know. And the way things are now, I feel like we can't predict accurately based on the past because we're not, nobody's, I was going to say we're not following the same rules. There are some people not following any rules.
I know.
Yep. Soon. Hope that it's
Soon.
soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we have nothing else, I think we can end a little early today. And maybe I'll send a note to the Slack just saying we took some notes. We're going to revisit everything the next time we. But I'm really glad we met. I think it was good to choose.
I
And
think it
Kelly,
was an efficient meeting as well, even that we were, not the full group, but
it's true. We
Kelly,
all.
at some point, I still want to do a more official handoff to you to make sure that you know everything you're supposed to know and have access to everything you're supposed to have access to. So let me know when you have capacity for that.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah, I feel like I'll be
Not
learning for
today.
a while, but no, yeah, today is what time?
Yeah,
7:45.
you're jet lagged, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last night was the worst. I was fine the first day. I slept on the plane, but I had first presentation jitters. I have to talk three times at DCMI. The first time was today, and I was very nervous for 5 minute talk, but all is well. Anyways,
Being nervous means you care.
that's what Simeon
That
said.
is true. That's true.
It helps me at least to reframe it, because you can't control what you're feeling, but you can control how you think about what you're feeling.
Yeah,
And
super true.
caring is good.
That's true. Thank you. Okay, well, have a great day
Okay.
or a great night.
Yeah,
And
same to you. Yes. Bye.
welcome to me. See you next time.